Okay, so hello everyone, hello Fosdem. I will be talking about how I turn a Raspberry Pi, as you can see I have it right here, okay, into an open source edge cloud. Okay, so before going deeper, I will present myself. So I'm Pablo del Arco, I'm coming from Spain. Okay, I was born in Murcia and I live in Valencia, very sunny city. A bit of my educational background, I studied at Eurocom in Sofia Antipolis, and then I did the second year of this master's, it was in telecommunication engineering, at Aalto University in Helsinki. Okay, and then I also worked at Nokia as a 5G engineer. And then a bit of my main focus, ambitions, I really like cloud computing. I not only work in the cloud, but I also enjoy it in my free time. Also, the Internet of Things was the first thing I started to get deeper in at the university. I also maintain a home lab, as many of you here, I think that you have your own home lab. Of course, I'm in a Kubernetes cluster. And then I also write tech blog posts, okay, in Medium. Okay, I'm sure many of you know Medium, and you can, if you want, follow me. And my current job is Cloud Edge Innovation Engineer at Open Nebula Systems, and I'm in the innovation unit. Okay, and I develop new features, new appliances for the marketplace. So a bit of the content I will cover in today's presentation. So I will explain a bit what is Open Nebula, the connection, or the perfect couple, as I like to call it, Raspberry Pi and Open Nebula. We will see a demo about how to manage all these things I will explain. Then the real world use cases, like how can we leverage this in a real scenario, and then the key takeaways. Okay, so what is Open Nebula? I'm sure if you are here, many of you know Open Nebula already, but just to explain it briefly, it's an open source cloud management platform, okay, that allows you to manage virtual machines, containers, Kubernetes cluster from a single control plane. Okay, that's the easy thing of Open Nebula, that everything can be controlled under the same control plane. From data centers, from big thousands of euros bare metal to tiny devices like a Raspberry Pi, Open Nebula can cover the whole continuum. Right? Some of the main features, as you can see, multi-hypervisor. Open Nebula was initially intended for private cloud, okay, but we also covered the hybrid. What does it mean? From Open Nebula, you can deploy instances in Scaleway, OVH Cloud, in different public clouds providers. So from the same control plane, you can manage at the same time VMs that are in AWS, and migrate these VMs to your Raspberry Pi or a mini PC. Okay, so that's the very nice feature of Open Nebula. Of course, we have also Kubernetes. Okay, we support cluster API, OneKey. OneKey is our own distribution, and then Ranger as well, right? Also, we are now very focused on AI, of course. We have our own official MCP integration. Okay, so you can just go to your LLM, favorite LLM, and you just say, okay, I want to deploy this VM with this RAM, and it will do it automatically, okay, just by natural conversation. And also enterprise features, such as multi-tenancy, federation, high availability, okay, everything is covered as well. So why Open Nebula for edge computing? So when I was creating these slides, I was like, okay, I will let the people know why Open Nebula. It's interesting for an edge computing scenario compared, for example, to Proxmox or VMware. Many people came to the booth today and say, okay, what is the difference between Proxmox, you know, and Open Nebula? So in the edge computing side, Proxmox doesn't support, at least as far as I know, officially ARM, right? VMware doesn't either. Okay, regarding the marketplace, we have a community marketplace and also an official one. And in the community marketplace that we also maintain, we have ARM64 appliances, right, that can run directly in a Raspberry Pi, so not only x86. Regarding the installation, in a few minutes I will explain how to install Open Nebula. I will explain the two main methods. Okay, and also regarding the resource efficiency, it's very lightweight control plane. So even like right now, you will see later, I install OpenNebula here, both the control plane and the worker node. So what does it mean? That here you can connect, let's say if you are in the Wi-Fi localhost, and then you can launch a VM directly in the same Raspberry Pi. Okay, so that's the power of this. And then regarding Edge and IoT use cases, you have like native support. Later I will explain a European project we are involved that is already leveraging these OpenNebula features, okay, for ARM. Okay, so just to quickly show you how this impacts, around 2027 is expected. This is not official estimate information, but this is more or less in 2027 we will have like a crossover, okay, where ARM will go higher than x86 architecture machines. So what does it mean? That soon we will have more ARM devices in edge scenarios. Okay, so that's why we focus in this ARM compatibility, because we know it's the base to enable this this feature in the edge environment. Then the challenge of traditional clouds. So traditional clouds have the problem that the far is generated, so they are far from where the data is generated, sorry. And this makes that the latency is very high compared to an edge computing scenario. And the bandwidth cost for data transfer is very high. So edge computing needs the data to be processed locally, right? With very low latency. That's why the edge is close where the source of the data. And this is very important. Also, edge computing, sometimes we have, you know, like constrained features in the sense that we need or we have limited connectivity, or sometimes we don't even have internet, okay? And we need to keep running, for example, an AI locally. And then the gap is that enterprise platforms sometimes are too heavy for an edge use case where we need like IoT devices, or the do-it-yourself solutions, they lack features sometimes. And the ARM support in the past was not as broad as it is right now in with x86. Okay, so the question is, I give you, what if you could run an enterprise grade cloud on a 50 euros or dollar device? Okay, so with OpenNebula you can do it. So let's continue. Just to briefly show you the different the features that I'm using a Raspberry Pi 5. Okay, this is 16 because I'm testing Kubernetes cluster as well, but you can start from 4 gigas. Then regarding the stack, I'm using Ubuntu 24 with KVM, okay, hypervisor, and then using a pre-built ARM appliances. Okay, and now you will see two different ways of installing OpenNebula in this Raspberry Pi. So the first one is mini one. This is like very simple way. Someone asked me, okay, I want to start running OpenNebula. Like many of you, I'm sure you will do it after this talk. And okay, I will tell you, just go to this QR and you will get the GitHub repo. Okay, and you will see this link. Okay, it's just like one script. You install it and in under 2 minutes, you have it ready, your OpenNebula. This is for, you know, POCs, very fast testing. But if you want something more, you know, production ready, multi-node scenario, let's go with OneDeploy. OneDeploy is based in Ansible. It's just a set of Ansible playbooks for automated deployments. So myself, I install OpenNebula with OneDeploy. Why? Because I had one Arduino. Okay, I will explain you later. And I have another mini PC. This one is more powerful. And then with one simple manifest in YAML, you just set the IP addresses of the IPs of your host and, you know, enter. And in a few minutes, you have it, your OpenNebula ready to go. Some of the features you have, when to use it, when you are a multi-node environment, production-ready deployment, or, you know, like custom network, because Mini One installs you like a very basic bridge virtual network. But when you want, you know, customize it with VXLAN, you want to set a tail scale, for example, VPN, because right now, for example, one of my mini PCs is located in Murcia, where I'm from, and the other one is in Valencia. And the easiest way for me is to just deploy a VPN, and they are all interconnected, and then I don't have like headache connecting these machines. So, and yeah, it's also very easy to install, and you can like check it the QR. So the community marketplace, we are building more and more ARM applications. Okay, right now, as you can see, we have already Nextcloud, Nixos, SRS Run for 5G use cases, RabbitMQ, but we are adding more and more, and you can like scan it there and check all the appliances that we have compatible. So how you can create a custom appliance? Before the new version, 7.0, it was kind of difficult, even for me, to create a simple appliance. But now we created a wizard, okay? It's CLI-based right now, and it's you can choose whether to use Docker or LXC container. So let's say you want to use, I will show you now, Home Assistant, okay? You want a home lab, and you want to deploy a Home Assistant. So instead of just searching or asking AI, you just go and use this wizard, and you said, okay, this is the Docker container I want to deploy. And then you start like setting, okay, this is the port, this is the environment variables, you know, like you set all the details. And in the same wizard, it will guide you until you have your image ready to use Home Assistant in OpenNebula. Okay, also LXC containers, and it supports both x86 and ARM. So I will show you the video. Okay. Okay, so right now, yeah, I deployed it, and you have it here, the two different options. Okay, then, well, I will stop, it goes very fast. Then you can choose whether you want a Docker appliance. So what does it mean? That you want, you can have, for example, a virtual machine that has a pre-built Docker, okay, and then you set which Docker you want to deploy in this virtual machine, or an LXC container, for example. I also managed to connect an Arduino Uno Q. You know that it's now compatible with Linux. It has Linux inside. And it can be managed by OpenNebula. So this is very powerful because you can deploy and manage LXC container in these tiny IoT devices, which is crazy. And I haven't seen any cloud yet, apart from OpenNebula, that can, you know, deploy workloads in an Arduino, such a small device. So here I, for example, use Docker. Okay, now I set Home Assistant. And then here you can see, well, I will go a bit faster. It tells you which architecture are compatible with this Docker. And then I choose, for example, ARM because this is an ARM device. You can choose the operating system that is running under the hood in this virtual machine. Then you select the data, you set the publisher information, of course. Because once it's in the community marketplace, you will have it like publicly, and then you will see, okay, this person published this appliance. Then you set all the features, the main port, if it has like a browser ready, because for example, MQTT doesn't have by default, you know, Mosquito a user interface. But Home Assistant in this case, it has. So you select everything, the SSH public key, and then this is a summary of all the things you have configured. Okay, this is necessary. And if you are happy with this, you just select yes. And then it will start like showing all the logs until it's ready. Okay, so here you can see. And it says build the image now, then yes. And it configures it directly to your OpenNebula. Okay, so let me go back to the presentation. Okay, so regarding the real world use cases, the main use cases regarding an IoT ARM environment, it's Home Lab, of course. You can have your private cloud running, for example, Nextcloud, GitLab, Home Assistant for your home automation cases. Then IoT, of course, real-time sensor data processing, and also educational research. Now you will see that we are working in OCI. This is a European project that is basically a project that aims to cover the whole continuum. As you can see, it covers the cloud, edge, IoT continuum, and it's based in blueprints. Okay, so you have all the technologies, and with a blueprint, you say, okay, I want, for example, Helm chart, I want MySQL, and you want all these different features, and we have like a recipe. And then this recipe is tailored for a specific use case. And this is where OpenNebula, in this case, appears, because OpenNebula allows to this virtualization for Raspberry Pis, and in this case also to manage LXC containers. And this is a real use case that we can see that this is really interesting for the industry, right? So the main key takeaways are that edge computing now is more accessible than ever. Okay, before it was, okay, we want edge computing, but we are using x86. You know, so now with ARM is really possible. We have a native ARM compatibility with OpenNebula, and all the benefits that unlocks. Regarding implementation, you have two different ways to deploy it, like the fast version and one like more production ready version. And everything, as I said, is managed by the same control plane. That's the key idea. Now, before ending, I will show you another video demo. Let me see. This is because I've been talking about OpenNebula, but I want you to see how it looks like and how easy it is to deploy, right? So this is, you have to log in, okay? And you will have the main dashboard where you can see like how many VMs do you have, templates, the images. And now you will see here in the left bar the VMs that you have, okay? So here right now I have the Home Assistant VM that you saw before I created. It's ready, okay? It's running in this Raspberry Pi, and you can see like the most important information, like the IP, you know? And also you can access directly through a VNC server, and you can manage your virtual machine without going to Visual Studio Code, you know, SSH. I mean, you can do it, of course, but this is just like a fast way to see if the virtual machine is working. And then the two last are LXC containers. As you can see, I tagged it with Arduino, okay? And I run here an MQTT server and a Node-RED. You know, I'm sure many of you know, Node-RED is amazing for, you know, creating your workflows, integrating different APIs. It's really cool. So if you tap in the VM, you will see the most important features. I mean, feature the characteristics like the IP, the host that is where this VM is running. You know, the CPU. Also here you can control the storage. You can add more if you need. The networking side as well. Okay, you can see some graphics here, and also for example the configuration, and you see all the details, the type of architecture, all those kind of features. Then you can also, of course, the same with, in this case, I'm showing MQTT. You can see all the different features of this LXC. And for you to see that this is really working, let's see the dashboard of Home Assistant. Okay, this is just a Home Assistant I installed. Okay, and here I created just like a very basic, let's say, workflow where I kind of interconnect these two, where this is the MQTT broker, okay, and it has the Node-RED as I said. So I created like a dumb random feature or function where it generates random data, okay, and it sends it to Home Assistant that is here, okay, and as you can see, every 2 seconds, 5 seconds, is changing. And everything this is done through TailScale, okay? This is the VPN I'm using. It's very easy to set up, but you can use WireGuard, you know? TailScale is based in WireGuard. You can use any other. And you can have, for example, your Arduino at home running MQTT, and you can have your Raspberry Pi running in another city. And these lightweight devices, you know, it's crazy like how interconnected they can be. So you can see here the MQTT integration I used. And then here you can see the workflow I created. And every 2 seconds, it's sending the temperature. And this is just the MQTT broker. That is basically the IP address of this Arduino. Okay, and it's everything is interconnected in the end. And let me see. Yeah, and you can monitor the temperature in this case. And also very important, from here you can manage everything. The VMs, virtual routers, the templates, whatever. And the host. This is where you can monitor all the hosts managed by your control plane. Okay, so here we have the point one, that's the Arduino, only 2 gigas of RAM. Then this is the mini PC, I think, yeah. That one doesn't have any VM. And this is the one that is the Raspberry Pi that is running Home Assistant. Okay, and from here you can monitor everything, you know, all the hosts, no matter if they are in your public cloud or at home, everything can be managed from here. And if you click, you can see like the storage, all the CPU, the memory, you know. And this is more or less like an overview of how it looks like. And yeah, let me show you, go back to the presentation. Yeah, so, yeah, already explained the key takeaways. And I would like you to connect with me. As I told you, I write Medium blog post where I publish about Kubernetes, about how I build my home lab, how I created this Raspberry Pi, or this, this one, the private cloud running in a Raspberry Pi. There is explained step by step how to do it. My LinkedIn and my GitHub. Thank you. If you have any question, feel free to ask. Yeah? Well, sorry, I cannot hear. If you can speak louder, please. So if I understood well, you want to migrate from LXC to Docker. So the LXC we manage is not based on Docker. That's why it's based on an Alpine version. And it's not like other platforms based on Docker. So right now we don't support this feature. So you mean from LXC to Docker? Or from Rancher? Yeah, but right now, I don't think we support this feature. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, no more question? Or the last one? Okay.
I don't know if it's an ethical question. Does it integrate with Docker Swarm?
No. We offer directly, if you want to manage containers, it's Kubernetes. By like natively Kubernetes, yeah. Okay, so yeah, thank you. Sorry.